welcome back to Awkward Stage. I'm excited to be here. Zach Justice. Do I introduce you guys? I feel like I'm hosting.
Ooh, yeah.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Today, I'm here with first and last names and socials. Uh-huh. Straight to camera, please.
Yes.
Guys, welcome back to Awkward Stage, the podcast.
Hi, it's us. We're back.
You could say, I'm Alina.
I'm Alina.
I'm Nicole.
We are your hosts, and today we have a very special guest.
Comedian, writer, notorious baby daddy, Zach Justice.
Yeah, but I'll never actually let him have it. Like I said, I do tend to push women down staircases.
Yeah.
So that's my kink.
Okay, notorious almost baby daddy.
Yeah.
Pushing women down staircases, I feel like, is a thing that is very popular in America right now.
Yeah.
So you're right on trend.
Yeah.
Of course. I take it after my old
stepdad. It's the only thing that's still within the law.
It's a very bipartisan. Yeah. Everybody agrees. Mm-hmm. They hate women.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. It feels a lot. I mean, right when I got here, your dog attacked me and drew blood. I don't know if... I can't even show this hand, actually, just because it's hurting so
bad. You keep it there.
No, but you do have a lovely puffers of a dog.
Thank you.
And we got along quite well.
He's at Walter the Coach Hon on Instagram. He has 300 followers.
Yeah.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Has he got his first brand deal yet?
He actually got me a brand deal.
Oh, nice.
This week, I got a brand deal with a Shark Ninja vacuum because they wanted creators with pets.
Why didn't I get that deal?
Well, your cats are like kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah. You're a cat person. Yeah. That's why you didn't get the deal.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. It's probably from other things in life as well, right?
So aggressive.
I covered him in
pushed on the stairs.
Tomato sauce.
It can be arranged.
I had to cover him in tomato sauce.
You had to cover your pups in tomato sauce for a brand deal?
Yeah. Well, I pitched the idea.
Ah. So you're just like, I want to have the worst Tuesday ever.
Yeah. It actually was terrible, and the vacuum did clean up the tomato sauce. Like,
I will say it did work.
Ninja Shark?
Shark Ninja. I will say it did work because I was pouring the tomato sauce. I'm like, if this fucking vacuum doesn't work, my husband has quite the job
but
to
what
do.
What was the pitch? You're just like, we want you to clean up your carpet with your payer. And you're like, no, I'll put them in. Oh, yeah, I'll make spaghetti out of them.
Well, they like what they wanted was you to be like, oh, my gosh, look at how perfect an influencer's life looks in their videos. Like, look how perfect my house looks. And then they want you to like turn the camera and be like, actually, it's really messy. But like, I do comedy videos, so I'm not going to like do just like a...
Like, hey, guys.
Yeah, like, hey, guys.
It's a day in my life. Like, you don't do that.
So instead, I sort of like did a parody of that concept. Gotcha. And I was like, oh, yeah, it looks like my house is perfect. But like, in reality, like my entire house is covered in pasta sauce and Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
And so, but that required me to actually cover my house in pasta sauce and Parmesan cheese.
If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. Uncommongoods.com has the absolute best gifts for everyone in your life. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, and your one and only. And it's not stuff you can find just anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. Some of my favorite things on there are the houseware. They have special grill baskets for kebabs. They have outdoor wine holders. Everything is so unique and you really can't find it anywhere else. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out of ordinary gifts of everywhere. Looking for a gift you don't have to worry about getting lost in the mail? Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading, lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafts, gardening, and so much more. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. And for every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/awkwardstage. That's uncommongoods.com/awkwardstage for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, because we're all out of the ordinary.
Okay, this is Awkward Stage Podcast, so we need to like learn about you as a child. So let's start at the beginning. Where did you grow up?
I didn't come out of the birth canal of my mother. My head was too big. And I was C-sectioned in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sunrise Hospital.
Was it planned?
The birth?
Like the C-section. Or did they realize your head was
too big? No, they realized my head was going in too big. And they're like, oh, if this was 100 years ago, both of you guys would have died.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it. Modern medicine. And now I'm here today. My mom spoinked an Air Force pilot. He flew F-15 planes. I think he just left his seat in there for a night. They decided to get married because they wanted to have a family together.
So romantic.
But it didn't work out. They got divorced when I was 2. And this is a fun story about my childhood. I grew up in Las Vegas, a town of about 2 million. And
rural
Las Vegas.
There's the Strip, and then there's just like,
I was like
and then there's
Vegas. 7 minutes Little south boxes. From the Strip.
Yeah, okay.
And my mom gets on the dating website eHarmony.
Oh, wait, that was around?
Back then, it was like desktop.
Like
it was desktop eHarmony.
Like apps.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. This was when the guy with the white hair was on the commercials.
Classic.
Wait, are you very young? How old are you?
I'm 17.
No.
Okay, yeah. 27. You're 27?
27.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. eHarmony was around
28 years ago?
My family got a computer when I was like 6.
I was 10. Yeah. I was 10 when.
Was your family
rich? Oh, you were 10.
No, I came from a single mother who was English teacher. We didn't have a lot of money.
Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were 10 though. Okay, so yeah. She had a computer.
So she had a computer and she gets on eHarmony and meets this guy from South Georgia. And after 3 meetings in person, I guess this was the 3rd or 4th meeting, he flies out to Las Vegas. And proposes at a Margaritaville.
Shut.
Wow.
On the Strip?
Yeah. The one on the Strip. The Margaritaville on the Strip. Pretty hot, huh?
Yeah,
I know. I mean.
That's a Hallmark movie in the making.
I mean, that's a double tampon when you're not menstruating because you're soaking wet type of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what he meant on that one. But, okay. So, she's like.
Have you ever put a tampon up your butt?
I haven't.
Maybe you should do
that. I would, because a lot of people say it's easier to soak up alcohol, but I don't drink.
I think you should do that to earn the right to keep talking about
tampons.
That's
how people in high school got alcohol poisoning.
Oh, putting tampons up their butts?
Vodka tampons up their vaginas, because your blood soaks it in really fast.
Should we try it on
the podcast? Yeah, let's do it tonight. Alina and I are going to an event tonight. We should do
vodka tampons.
Okay, sorry. So, proposed at Margaritaville.
Okay, and then my mom comes up to me. He's like, hey, how would you like to go away from your family for a very long time and go live in South Georgia, town of 1,000? So we get there. And
that's where he was 10. You were pulled out of high school and everything, your friends and
high school.
I
wasn't a boy genius. No, I was in elementary school still.
I thought you had a really big brain.
Yeah, well, the big head. Yeah. But no, not much going on. Very hollow.
The big penis.
I wish.
At 10. And we're back to fucking pedophilia.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, my penis has actually retracted since 10 years old. It started off big and then got small.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
All my ex-boyfriends.
They all had their penises at 10?
When they met Alina,
really
their penises, their penises retracted into their body.
Oh.
Like, no.
After 6 months with Alina.
I was like, hello, I have a German tradition. No.
You want to hear a joke?
That's really sweet, actually.
I know. Another Hallmark movie.
So we get there, and I'm like, oh, mom, there's so many trees. And then we're leaving school. And you know what they're having at the town square?
Like a Gilmore Girls town square?
Very similar. Yeah. KKK rally.
Ooh.
In the town. Yeah. White hoods and all. And they're telling everybody to go back to where they're from. And then I'm like, Mom, where are we? And she's like,
did you know what KKK
know.
Was? Was this like your first?
I knew it from like the history books.
Internet.
You know, I didn't think it was still going on. I was just like, oh, whoa.
Wait,
whoa.
Was it a legit KKK rally? It wasn't like a, Trump.
No. This was before Trump.
No, but I mean
like
a conservative rally. A literal KKK.
Yeah, no, you can pull it up online. I think it's Nahanta KKK rally or Brantley County KKK rally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was like, Mom, where are we? She's like, I don't know. So she got a little sad at that point from taking me somewhere to wherever we were. Also, we had... Okay, this was a little bit...
But the guy, then your stepdad,
he was
like
the grand
normal
master.
Person. Okay.
No. Grand wizard, whatever you call it. No, he was a normal-ish guy. It didn't work out. But we still stayed in South Georgia. And I do want to say the KKK, that chapter, they came to that town, you know?
Yeah.
And the people of this town, like, we all protested against it.
Okay.
So the town wasn't for it. I think they were equally confused. But, you know, me as a child, I was like, oh, is this just a normal Tuesday?
Right. Yeah. You, like, moved to the South.
I missed the Strip.
Yeah. We've talked about the negatives of the town, but the positives of the town were tailgating for Cow Patty Bingo. You guys ever cow patty pingoed? Okay, so
is that where you push the cow? No.
That's cow tipping.
Ah.
It's another thing to do, but that's
with animals.
A little bit more rogue.
Okay.
I have never heard those words together in my life.
No, cow patty bingo should be a national treasure. It's more of a southern treasure where you rent out a middle school football field or a big farm and you spray paint checkerboards all across. So there's squares everywhere.
They poop.
Yeah, they're going to poop. So there's number checkerboards. You go up to the guy. Hey, hello, how you doing? I'd like to buy a number 6, 12, and a 42, please. And if that cow pooped on your number, you win all the money. So it's a big festivity, yeah.
Wow.
Do cows poop that much? I don't know much about cows. Yeah.
If you put them somewhere long enough, something's going
to
come out.
It's a long game. It has to be grass.
Mm. Yeah, it's a day event. So everybody kind of look. All right, he hasn't pooped yet, so let's eat more corn dogs or whatever it is. Yeah.
That's cute. And the whole town comes together. There's like a little section where the KKK people are hanging out with their hot dogs.
They weren't allowed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they were in like the VIP section some other town.
So was it like farmy?
Very farmy, yeah.
It was farmy?
It was, you know, everyone drove trucks. Everyone brought their shotguns to school because they were going to hunt for deer afterwards. And yeah.
Did you ever hunt something?
I did not.
Did you kill something?
I never. Well, I did have to kill a squirrel because my dog, German Shepherd, her name was Marina, I know, ripped its legs off in the back and it was kind of dragging itself across the yard. So we just took a BB gun. You know, I was going to put one to the dome, put it out of its misery. BB gun wasn't pressurized enough. We did 12 to the dome.
No.
And it was mostly just hitting it.
BB guns don't kill things.
No.
That's terrible. We had to get an axe and then chop its head off.
Oh, my God.
And all of this was to put it out of its misery, but I think its final moments, unfortunately, were not great. But yeah. I was trying to be a humanitarian.
Because it would have bled out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That would have taken too long.
What were you like as a kid besides...
killing violent squirrels.
I was putting it out of its misery. A small child, I was very much a mama's boy, big into imagination, believed in Santa way too long. I think it was the fourth grade when I finally was like, Mom, are you kidding me? So I think that's a little too late.
Is it? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Maybe.
Then
yeah,
I'm perfectly. Because that's like 10?
Yeah. You know what? I have no concept of time at that.
I don't know any children.
Sometimes I look at children, I'm like, this child could be 6 or 12. Mm-hmm. So I don't... I feel like
as long as you're not
fine.
Like, this child could be 6 or 18, then... Yeah.
No.
Not anymore.
So you were a mama's boy. Does that mean you were, like, shy?
I was not shy.
Are you an only child?
Half. My dad's side, I got a family. I got brothers and sisters and my mom's
But
side.
They weren't in Georgia.
No.
No.
They're all over the country and doing stuff and doing much bigger things than I am. So, yeah. okay. One of them went to West Point and now owns like a multi-billion-dollar company. Oh, another one is going to med school and the other one is like a full-fledged doctor doing great work.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
And then I post videos on the internet.
Yeah, that's better than what we do.
I don't think so.
But it's almost stressful and like boring.
I've never met a doctor that makes people happy.
No. Well, maybe after a big surgery, you know. You want to cancel doctors.
Have you ever left your doctor's office being like, man, I'm really happy after that visit?
Usually I just have bruised knees. Which doctors do you guys go to? I say less problematic, I assume.
No, that's, you know what?
Yeah.
It's for the young.
It's for the young. Yeah, this podcast is for kids.
This podcast is for kids.
You guys click that button when you upload?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. Yes, it's made for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just Cocomelon and then this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when would you say was like your awkward stage?
Probably still going through it, but my awkward stage was probably middle school. I grew up my hair to a length that was just not good.
Like the Justin Bieber?
It was there. I mean, I'm still got that a little bit, but this was past the shoulders.
Do you ever go like?
No, I'm more of just whatever happens throughout the day happens. Mm. You know.
Yeah. Do you put any product in it?
How does men I never hair work? I never have until recently. I was introduced to sea salt spray.
Ooh.
Mm. And you know, I'll spritz a couple sea salts in there. I don't know if it does absolutely anything, but I feel like I'm taking care of it. It does.
It gives it like dimension and texture. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
You're onto something.
Then yeah, I guess I put some stuff in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
In middle school, a lot of middle school boys haven't fully like caught up with hygiene. So with your long hair, was it like one of those?
No, I was very hygienic because I was always girl obsessed. Usually, but it was only just one girl. I mean, this was the love of my life. Like, I remember being in middle school and the girl I liked would be in a different class and we'd all have
What's her name? You don't remember her first and last name? I remember.
This might have been Kristen at the time.
And her address?
I think it was Kristen at the time. I could be wrong. We're going to go with Kristen. There's also a Katrina. And then I made a Hurricane Katrina joke and she was young and she cried and we never were the same after that. But we'll say it's Kristen at this point. But I could remember she'd be in like math, I'd be in science. It's like, okay, depending on how fast she usually walks, she'll probably walk by this locker at this time. So I kind of count my steps. And, like, I would stay a little bit behind because I get there first so we could at least cross paths. We could give her, like, hey, what's up, you know?
Yeah, and so pretend like it's totally nothing. Yeah. But inside, and then, you were like, wow!
And then eventually she caught a little love bug for me, and we started dating. It was, like,
how did that come about? Like, did you ask her to be a girlfriend? Or
this was seventh grade, so it was more of, that guy over there said that she likes you, and then this
and
guy.
And then we're a thing now.
We never, and then it's like, do you want to date her? Yeah, and then they went and told each other. And then we dated for exactly 1 week, and during that entire week, didn't say one word to each other.
Yeah.
I don't even remember how we broke
up. Did you text?
We used to be together. I hope she stayed loyal, because I have.
Karina? Kristen.
Kristen.
Yeah.
DM us.
Yeah, please.
So the long hair, like, did people think it was cool?
Were
you cool?
I remember girls being like, it's the same length as mine. So if that means it's cool, yeah.
Mm-mm.
I was also like 5 feet tall.
Mm. Is that tall?
Not in middle school, it wasn't too tall.
But you're so tall now.
I know.
When did you grow?
I grew high school. The voice got deeper. Couple more loins were thrown my way.
It all
you guys
happens
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So long hair. Like,
yeah, what was the vibe? Like, what were the
girls
what was
around,
the fashion?
Did you have braces?
I didn't have braces.
Never?
I know.
You just had good teeth?
I had decent teeth throughout my life. They're prone to chipping, but I didn't think we'd bring it up. It's actually a real soft spot for me and my teeth.
Are they sensitive when they chip?
No, not really.
Oh, that's good.
It's just more of, I think I was always destined to be a villain. So they were, I don't know, some kind of angle my storyline's trying to play on
me. I think
me.
You're on the right path.
Good, 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 good.
So... fashion-wise,
yeah.
What was your vibe?
Oh, I'd wear the same Hollister shirt 2 times a week just because, like, that's all I got for last Christmas, and it was hot stuff.
Yeah.
And I was really big, so I was very – I've always been skinny my whole life, and I never liked a neckline that was just – it baconed up and too big. I like a tight neck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So during that time, if I would wear the same shirts over and over again because I liked a tight neck.
Was it like a polo? Hollister polo?
I would wear a Hollister polo sometimes, or just, you know, a t-shirt that's a little bit thicker material than a Hanes, some might say.
These are all very specific specifications for a middle school boy's clothing.
Yeah.
Because
again,
I feel like
everything was through the lens of, I want this girl to think I'm something.
Yeah. But I've
where
never
did you
heard,
get the idea? Sorry.
Have you ever heard of like a guy be like a neckline or like a thickness of a shirt at that age?
But also maybe that wasn't shared with us because it's like very normal for girls to talk about it and talk about it to each other. But I don't assume guys go to each other and they're like, hey, man, like
that neckline looks really good on you.
No, this was back during a time when just everything was gay. So just if you were in middle school and you did anything that was just out of normal, it wasn't even a sexual. You were scared of being called gay.
Right. Yeah. Because for context, back in the day, calling something or someone gay when you're cis and straight, then that was considered an insult, which we do not.
Alina's backpacking.
We do not.
Well, no, you guys just said you guys
were
against
gay. I
agree
with that.
You guys were, well, you sent me the email that you're against
Like, we said, please don't bring up homosexuality because Alina might say something offensive.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But pedophilia, however.
You're on board. What about gay pedophilia?
Ooh,
that's a topic.
That's just priests.
Let's cut to a commercial grade. Oh, shout out the Catholics. How are you doing?
Shout out to the Catholics. We talked a lot about Catholic Church.
Yeah.
On the last episode.
Catholic Church and Scientology are equally fucked up.
Equally?
Well... Yeah.
No. Okay. One of them has a movie star.
I would say equally.
This is up for debate. Okay.
Okay. We would never have had Top Gun 2 without one of them. I'll just say that. The other one produced Spotlight.
Where'd we leave off on getting the gist of? Oh, we left off on fashion.
Hollister. Oh, we were the shirt with the little bit thicker material and the perfect neckline.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wait, where did you get the idea that was going to win you the girl?
I just think.
Like, what were your pop culture influences for that?
I didn't have many pop culture influences at the time. I liked the way she could dribble a basketball. Mm-hmm. And I really liked basketball all the time. And I said, oh, this girl gets it. She's figured out life. She can go between her legs. I mean, right now, that's not a euphemism for anything because I'm in middle school. But in the future, it's like, oh, I want to go between the legs like the basketball. But not in middle school. No, I didn't even have armpit hair at the time.
Oh.
My genitalia, I'm sure, were just... tight as a bird's nest.
That was the thing that I'm really confused about like childhood crushes is there's like nothing sexual about it, you know? Like you know, like, oh, I want to kiss that person, but like when you kiss them, like you don't feel anything.
No,
like,
it's just
warm lips.
It's just so like wet. I think it's just exciting. Yeah. Like it's exciting.
In your face.
It's just exciting, like the anticipation of like
And there's something about just like being close to that person and it's just like so exciting, but you don't really know why.
I feel like when I was younger, that's the time I actually loved the most. Because when I had a crush on someone, I mean, I haven't felt that kind of love in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like people are like, oh, you don't know what you don't feel anything like adults do. You're young. And then now I'm like, that was way more pure than anything I feel now. Now it's like, I want to stick this in that.
That's why 17-year-olds write the best love songs.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
And I'll stand by that.
Olivia Rodrigo built a career off of it.
Best
Taylor Swift.
Best love songs when
Justin
they were 17.
Bieber did too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the best love songs are written when you're 17.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Tis the season for clean balls. Fa la 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 la. Our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to white elephants, Manscaped's products are at the top of every wish list. Grab some crop mops for your pops or the body buffer for the holiday lover. Win this year's white elephant gift and help all the men in your life go from eggnog to nice hog this December by going to manscaped.com and using code AWKWARDSTAGE for 20% plus free shipping. The ball trimmer is a perfect gift for a white elephant because A, it's kind of funny, and B, people actually want it. What better holiday gift than giving the gift of good hygiene and a few laughs? Dad has nasty nose hairs? Save his life with the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped is here to make holiday shopping a blast by giving products they'll love and make them laugh. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code AWKWARDSTAGE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code AWKWARDSTAGE. Manscaped, for a perfect gift that will be the holiday's biggest hit. The holiday season is around the corner, and with it comes gift giving, lots of great food, and of course, dreaded holiday portraits. I have a hard enough time as it is not making weird faces in photos. I don't need acne on top of it. While we can't control other aspects of the holidays, we can make sure you feel confident and camera ready for your photos. That's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring, Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your initial customized treatment plan. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, even back, chest, and butt acne. Treat breakouts from head to toe. It's like getting yourself a gift, honestly, because it comes with a cute little postcard and stickers and personalized prescription bottles. And we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/awkward when you use our code AWKWARD. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, go to apostrophe.com/awkward and click Get Started. Then use our code AWKWARD at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Are we going straight into the feet story?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So do you have an embarrassing story from your awkward stage that you wouldn't mind sharing with us?
An embarrassing story from my awkward stage. I think it's, you know, the classic. I was talking to this girl. Mm-hmm. This was Katrina at the time. Mm. And we were getting a little intimate with her or talking.
Ooh, like what school. Does that mean?
Like, who do you like?
And
she was like, I don't know, like, who do you like?
Wait, you were having this conversation in person?
No, over text.
Okay, yeah, that's wild. What, yeah.
And I just remember texting like, oh, is this girl with blonde hair? And she's like, oh, well, mine's this guy with brown hair.
Aww.
And then I was like, and she's got blue eyes. And she's like, oh, he's got brown eyes. And I was like, she's like, well, who's yours? I was like, I think you know. And then she's like, is it me? I was like, yeah. And then I was like, is it me? And she's like, no. What? Are you kidding me? It was my best friend.
No. So
she really led me on there, huh?
But maybe she
came in like Hurricane
were,
Katrina, didn't she?
She probably thought you guys were like hanging out together.
Yeah.
And you were asking for him.
A lot. Yeah. I was devastated, to say the least. Oh, I thought my life was over at that point. I didn't think about suicide, but that was the closest I've ever been to it.
How did she react to when you said it was her? Like,
oh my gosh, that's so sweet. And then afterwards, I hit her with like my cousin had my phone.
Wait, also after somebody, if you go through all those steps and then somebody says, well, I like you, wouldn't you just be like, oh, I like you too? Or like, just be like, oh,
no, she,
thank you, but not say someone else.
She had a rhetoric. She had a mission. And
yeah.
It was to get him.
Oh,
did they
she?
Date?
They did.
Oh.
So it was really cute.
She's the one that got away.
Yeah. They have a kid together now.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I would have believed that.
Oh, man.
I don't
me
know
too.
Why. Like, I'm like, Georgia? Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were cousins,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Oh, we would find out so often
yeah.
that kids in class, they'd be like, oh, we're dating. And then, like, the next week, they'd be like, we're cousins, so we can't. It would happen so often.
Are you being serious?
Oh, that dead is serious. It's so not a joke at all.
Awkward. Wait, how would they not know they were cousins?
Yeah.
Oh, just because everyone in the town, at some point, has, like, been in each other. And...
So it's like one of those towns where everybody stays.
Yeah.
But then the parents constantly have to check them, like, who's your girlfriend? Oh, it's this girl. And then like, I have to talk
that's
to you.
That's literally how it happened. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But
I'm never going to move there. I never want to live there.
Well, you should be good. I don't think you'll be related to anyone.
Yeah.
I was. And that was kind of my thing. It's like, I moved from Vegas. I'm not related to anybody. And then
were you?
Yeah, I go to a family reunion and they're like, where are you from? I was like, Georgia. And they're like, oh, where do you go? I was like, oh, I go to elementary school at Hoboken. And they're like, oh, you have a cousin named Marley that lives
shut
there.
Up.
And then she went on to get convicted for killing her child.
Wait, she got convicted for killing her?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's terrible.
It was actually really sad.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's brighten the mood with some feet pics, huh?
Ooh,
Let's talk about feet.
Yes. Oh,
so the other day on our podcast,
uh-huh.
this was wild. So we had an uptick.
Tell everyone what your podcast was called.
Dropouts Podcast. Never listen to it. It's terrible.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great pitch.
So we have the podcast and we get an uptick of views. You know, I'm like, oh, what's working well? go to our analytics and we get a breakdown of external sources, and it's like, okay, this is how many views you get. Oh, this many views came from TikTok. That was number two. This mm-hmm. many views came from Instagram, number three. Our number one with 45% was wikifeet.com.
Shut up.
Yeah, because Indy, our co-host, had her dogs out the episode before.
Like
so.
She was wearing like
Wait,
so
they
sandals?
Reposted it?
No,
or
she just took her shoes off in the episode and people saw her feet.
And then immediately it landed on WikiFeed?
Oh, if you go to wikifeed.com/Indiana/dropouts, it's all on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, because she has a huge following. Like, she's a famous person.
Yeah, she has, yeah. She has better feet than
so
everybody in the
So people
crew.
Are mm-hmm. looking
for famous
for
people's
like
feet.
Their yeah. feet. Yeah.
It's a big masturbation tactic.
We just got a DM to Awkward Stage Podcast asking specifically me if I would be interested in selling some feet pics and making some feet content for someone. But they specifically said that they didn't want any from Alina.
And in response, we want to say, how much are you willing to pay?
How much are you willing to pay? And will you pay more if I just throw one of Alina's in?
Or will you pay less?
And how much would you pay for Zach?
What is it about my feet that you don't want?
Have you guys ever compared the downstairs excrements?
But I have
our vaginas?
I have a...
feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have compared... we're talking about feet, but like...
We can get into that after if you'd like to.
Vaginas.
I thought you were asking if we have compared one fucked
usually when
up
I come
toe.
On... Okay. Other people's podcasts don't ask about vaginas.
I have like my fourth toe on both feet is twisted sideways. Oh. So I imagine that I would never be considered to have like beautiful
feet.
No.
You don't understand. People who are into feet, there's all sorts of people who are into feet.
They
there's
love a quirky
only
foot.
A small group that is into well-groomed feet. There's a, well, I don't know how small or big the groups are, but there's a big group that is into like sweaty feet or like ugly looking feet, or like there's a market for every type of foot out
okay.
there. Yeah, there's people who want to see like videos of your feet in like food, like like
oh,
you
see,
could
that
get
would
out
make,
the tomato.
I think that was the whole thing
to
with
me.
Your dog, because your dog's yeah. feet were in food, right? The other day for that brand deal.
Yeah.
See if Walt yeah. is on WikiFeet.
Yeah, that's a bestiality thing.
Yeah, and I let's get into bestiality.
Oh, is this the bestiality section? Sorry if I jumped the gun.
Yeah.
So now it's time to bring my dog, Walter.
Walter, what's going on?
Okay. Circling back. If you had like one piece of advice for yourself when you got cruelly texted that you weren't the man of honor, what am I trying to say right now? Okay.
If you could give your younger self, the guy that was in the awkward stage that had just been rejected, a piece of advice, what would it be?
Save up money and get another Hollister drip drop, because those girls were just clamoring for it.
Yeah.
At least you thought so at the time.
And
actually,
then four
in reality,
times
I don't
a
think
week.
They cared. Yeah.
Look cool.
Maybe take some Miracle-Gro, put it in the cereal. I think they like taller guys at the time, and it still seems to be true for all women or most women in general. Sorry to generalize.
You have a really good grasp on women.
Oh, that's what, I mean, that's what people would say.
That's like your thing, right?
A lot of women, so I put this in my bios is.
Oh, no.
That's probably a woman calling
hold,
me right now.
Hold for my computer.
Nicole's computer.
Okay. Yes.
Okay,
so
women.
Women, why am I, so this is what I say to everyone is I know women better than women know women.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that for years.
Yeah.
And usually women will be like, no. And then
and that was my
I'll be
first
like, stop
impression.
Talking, I'm a man.
Well, because you know better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
so
men always
say,
do better.
That
yeah.
was my first impression. You stepped in and I was like, oh my God, it's like he's looking right through
it's
me.
It's like we don't
Let
have to do
yeah.
anything because he's going to take care of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys need anything explained, very simple.
Oh.
Like,
you should just put explanation, like you should just explain things and put it on your like socials. So that women can just pull it up whenever they need.
I'm a woman helper.
Yes.
This is reminding
me. Savior.
This is reminding me a lot of my YouTube feed right now.
Why? Oh,
men are
oh, telling right.
how to do things.
No, I was making a sketch on Andrew, based off of Andrew Tate's podcast. So I was looking at a lot of YouTube videos of him, and now my entire YouTube is like exactly this conversation we're having.
Yeah.
And then do you guys bow down to him at night as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
As you should.
Now I do, because I've been completely enthralled by all the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Zach, where can everyone find you?
Oh, where do I live? 115, wherever.
Great.
Zach Justice. If you don't want to, you can look it up and don't feel like you have to. And what's Walter's Instagram again?
Walter the Coach.
Yeah, go follow Walter. Don't worry about me. Trust me, it's not a good time.
It's not a good time.
No, just there's so many things on the internet. If you find yourself on my page, you're on the wrong stuff.
Okay.
You
know? I'm going to unfollow you, actually, then.
All right. You should.
Great,
it's,
yeah.
it's
I'm not
going to
start
good.
Following you.
Yeah.
And do follow Awkward Stage Pod and DM us your awkward stories, and we will read them on the podcast.
And, like, don't forget to tell everyone you know about this podcast and rate
everyone.
And review and subscribe and, you know.
Log into your old Facebook and PM everyone.
Go to MySpace, find us there, and we'll see you next week. Bye. We love you.
Bye. I love you so much. It's insane.
Zach loves you.